In Ukraine, Russia and mercenaries aligned with the Kremlin have made small advances in recent days. Officials say intense fighting is continuing in and around the eastern city of Bakhmut.
Those advances could lead to Bakhmut becoming encircled. It would be a rare military victory for Russia, however small.
To understand what this means for the ongoing war in Ukraine, we turn to NPR's Alyssa Nadworny, who's in Kyiv. Morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So, a rare Russian success. How big of a deal is this?
Yeah, so we're actually talking about a small settlement in the eastern part of Ukraine in the Donbas. The Wagner Group, a mercenary force run by a friend of Vladimir Putin, has been fighting to take this area since summer. So there's conflicting word on who controls this village of Soledar, known for its salt mine. Ukraine's defense ministry says fighting is still happening. The leader of Wagner has been posting to Telegram with tempered gains. Mm-hmm. Capturing Soledar, that would allow Russia to potentially envelop Bakhmut. These minor tactical advances, like we're talking block-by-block gains by Russia, they're significant mostly because Russia has struggled to make any operational gains. So they're standing out because they're so rare, but it doesn't mean it's a Russian turning point. Carolina Hurd is a Russia analyst at the Institute for the Study of War, and she says the real significance is the cost of this advance for Russia.
The Ukrainians have very, very successfully pinned Russian forces up against Soledar and Bakhmut for 6 months and used this to basically just continue pulling Russian troops, Russian equipment to this area and basically burning through it.
Hurd made clear that the Russian capture of Soledar, it doesn't guarantee that Bakhmut will be encircled.
Okay, Alyssa, but help us understand the significance of Bakhmut. Like, why does Russia want this area so badly?
Yeah, so, well, there is a highway system that runs through Bakhmut, which is helpful for Ukrainian communication, moving troops. President Zelensky recently visited Bakhmut just before his trip to the U.S. Congress. And hold Bakhmut has kind of become this rallying cry here in Ukraine. The fighting there, Zelensky said, has brought Ukraine additional time and military power. I talked with Oleh Ezhdanov, a Ukrainian military expert here. He says for Russia and the Wagner Group, winning here sends a strong message home. For Russia, he says, there's no real military significance to Bakhmut. Rather, it's a political one, a message that Putin and the Wagner Group can bring back to the Russian people.
Okay, I'm going to take a turn for a second. The U.S. says it's going to start training Ukrainian soldiers in the United States. How could that help Ukraine?
Well, it's going to help defend against Russian air attacks, which have happened frequently throughout the country. So starting as early as next week, about 100 Ukrainian troops will come to a military base in Oklahoma to get trained on the Patriot missile defense system. So this is an air defense weapon that Ukrainians have been asking for quite some time. The training is going to happen at Fort Sill, and it's expected to last several months, according to the Pentagon. So that's defending the air. For the ground fight, there are more weapons heading to Ukraine, among them armored vehicles from Germany, France, and the U.S. And there's hope that this wave of weapons from Europe will keep growing, perhaps more from the U.K., others like tanks, fighter jets, and longer-range missiles.
NPR's Alyssa Nadworny in Kyiv. Thanks, Alyssa, and stay safe.
Thanks, Layla.